Hey everybody, happy Tuesday, yeah. Or whatever the hell day it is.
You can already see in the comment section that this was a polarizing movie.
That was the impression I got. Like I said, this is one of those movies I try to never like watch any reviews of stuff before I see it, but I'll watch reviews afterward because I'm kind of interested to see like what. Yeah, this seems to be one of those movies that people either like they love it or they hate it. I'm kind of like fell in the middle. I actually enjoyed this, but it's going to be really, really hard to talk about it without spoiling it. I will say that the trailer is a little bit misleading. It's not exactly, because if you're expecting like The Conjuring James Wan, like, because from the trailer, I kind of feel like, from what I can remember, I saw the trailer a couple of times. I feel like the trailer made it seem more like a, you know, kind of like a trademark James Wan type supernatural ghost story possession type of thing. And this is not, it's kind of like that, but then it goes off in a different direction, which I would almost call, is this a spoiler?
It becomes an action movie.
Essentially an action horror, or even a slasher movie.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like this is more like Dead Silence type James Wan rather than The Conjuring James Wan.
Yeah.
I had totally forgotten that James Wan also directed Aquaman.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. I liked the movie. I was kind of sleepy when I went in there. And, it felt very samey the first 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it seemed like a James Wan ghost story. Yeah.
So I started to kind of drift off a little bit, you know. And then all of a sudden, it started to get more interesting. It fucking changed on me. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. This isn't a ghost movie. You know what I mean? It's not like a... I thought it was about a ghost. And nah, as it turns out, it's not. And
not really, no.
And it shows... It's some pretty cool fucking shit happens in it. And I don't know.
How you feel about this movie? Like I said, it's really, really hard to talk about without... Because we actually... I think this is streaming on HBO Max also, like for a month or whatever. But it's obviously playing in the theater. It started on Friday. So we went to the theater and saw it yesterday afternoon. And it's... Okay. So I think what James Wan was going for... And I think he was sort of successful. But how you feel about this movie is... Okay. So the very first scene of this, he said he was going for almost like a giallo or like a Brian De Palma type vibe. And now that he said that, like I kind of see it, but I'm not sure, like the tone of it was a little uneven. Cause like the opening scene is kind of like a cheesy over the top
80s movie,
like a throwback sort of. Although I have seen people say it's not even necessarily a throwback to the 80s, it's more like a throwback to like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, this is much more like Dead Silence than like James Wan's newer movies.
It looked really cheap at first.
Yeah, like almost. It looked like the acting was like deliberately over the top. Yeah. So it seemed like a deliberate choice.
Yeah.
You know,
I was
just
thinking like Asylum Pictures, almost like that cheap at first. But it got better as it went. It drew me into it just because it started to get fucking audacious. You know what I mean? I was like, oh,
yeah, this is definitely one of those movies. And I've seen like this on a couple of horror channels where people are like, what the fuck did I just watch? Yeah. Well, just because it's because this movie is, it goes in like, it becomes kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And how you feel about the ridiculousness is how you're going to feel about... Yeah. Like I said, it's almost kind of like... You could see that he was trying to do, like, an over-the-top... He said he was trying to do, like, a Brian De Palma, like, campy, over-the-top. And I can see that. But the weird thing about it is that... So the opening scene is kind of like that. Like, it's over-the-top, like, 80s... you know, everyone's kind of overacting and it's like the lights are real dramatic and everything. And I was just like, okay, I'm on board with this, whatever. But then it goes into your stock James Wan ghost story possession type. Yeah. You know what I mean? You have this and you have the kind of a character drama. You have
Conjuring
like, you have like the main character, Maddie, who is pregnant and she's had a few miscarriages. And then she's like in this relationship with this douchebag and he whacks her, like he beats her up and everything like that. And then it seems like a ghost or something is like in their house. So like, so for that first part of it, it's almost kind of like, like you said, like a samey James Wan type of movie, just like some one of the Conjuring universe movies, because there's like a creepy shadow ghosty thing, and it's like you think it's like a ghost, but then as it goes on, it goes in a little bit of another direction. And okay, so like I said, I can't say,
almost kind of like a Batman supervillain.
Kinda.
Almost. I was like gonna say, action movie.
Somebody just said in the comments what I was just about to I wasn't gonna say it, but I was gonna dance around it, because I said if I say that it reminds me of a certain low budget movie from the 1980s, everybody will know what the twist is.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is better if you don't know where it's going.
Yeah,
although you can maybe call it in a way. Also, this is very much like a certain Stephen King novel, which I also will not name, because if I name it, then everybody will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Let's get down to brass tacks. Is this movie worth cost of admission? I'd say right now, yeah. If you wanted to see a fucking badass action horror movie that was kind of a throwback to the 80s and 90s, but with a fucking more modern technology and twist, and then it's a low budget horror action flick that did give you what you wanted. All right, they even set up the sequel, because you knew that was going to come. As you're watching it, you're going like, you know, there's going to be a sequel to this bitch, because it's going down all those same tropes. And they could set up a sequel for that bitch. And would you see the sequel after seeing this? Yeah, you probably would. I'd see the sequel.
Like I said, I can see... Okay, like I said, how you feel about this movie is going to be how much patience do you have for how ridiculous it goes. It's very audacious, like you said.
Yeah, it's audacious.
And it's almost kind of like, I can see
They're fucking with you.
I can see that James Wan was kind of like right out the gate, because like I said, the opening credits seem like a early 2000s horror movie. Like the imagery is very early 2000s, and then it goes into a cold open, or like an opening sequence, which is very over the top. With even like, you're not sure I wasn't sure if like the acting was like deliberately cheesy, and I'm guessing that's probably what he was going for, but then it kind of threw me off, because it goes into a very serious ghost type movie like The Conjuring, where there's like family drama and stuff. But then as it goes on, it starts getting like weirder and weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
And then it, like you said, it goes into like full on like action type movie. And he was kind of, it seemed like he was almost trying to do like a giallo thing too, like with the killer and with the coat and the gloves.
I understand
and everything.
What he was doing. He was trying to give you a good bang for your buck, to give the audience what you wanted. It was gonna be like a really good, low budget, cheesy horror action flick. That's the vibe that he wanted, but he wanted it to have quality, and it did. I think he did it. It's not a low quality movie. It's a high quality movie, because I was entertained, and it looked good. It got better looking as it went. It opened up with some real, almost looked like Asylum pictures.
It did. Well, because that's why I was kind of like, well, at first, I was kind of like, well, is this on purpose? I said, if it's on purpose, then okay, I'm on board. Yeah. Because if you're going to make a ridiculous movie, just lean into it, as I've said before.
But then it started to get kind of serious. Like,
and then I was like,
Conjuring or something.
And then I was like, well, then maybe it wasn't deliberate.
Yeah.
But I think maybe he did do that deliberately, just to like lull you into it. It's okay. Yeah. It's just a regular ass James Wan movie, but now we're going to go fucking crazy. And Michael Aegis said, I think I said this earlier on, it wasn't anything like I expected based on the trailer. Yeah. I was getting a Paranormal Activity vibe from the trailer. Yeah, it was kind of like the trailer made it look like a patented James Wan type movie.
That's what he wanted you to think, too.
Yeah, and I think he did that deliberately, because he's like, oh, no, wait a minute, I'm going to make like this totally crazy. Now, I will say, like, one criticism I have is that real big, like, action set piece in the police station.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's not a spoiler. It happens at a police station. That looked a little bit like a video game cutscene.
Yeah, it's okay.
So did
the beginning, the castle.
That's true.
That looked like a video game cutscene. And it looked like Asylum Pictures. But you know what? I was just, okay, let's roll with it. Let's see what's going to happen.
And
it delivered. The movie delivered. it's got a good monster, good action scenes for the monster. You're like, what the fuck am I looking at? You know what I mean? And it's all and they and it was fucking with me the whole time. And then it started revealing and unveiling more, and I go, oh, okay. And then it's just I don't want to spoil it. You know what I mean? Because this would be a good experience in a theater, especially if you don't take it seriously. That's the thing.
Yeah, don't and like
just
I'm
go
saying,
to have a good time.
Don't. That, okay, that's all I'm going to say is that the trailer is not exactly the type of movie. No. So it might not be the type of movie that you think it is.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say. Like I said, it's really Michael E. said a movie in the comments in the chat that I was thinking of, like, yeah, when I saw this movie, yeah, and I was kind of like, oh, I got you. You're going in that direction. But like I said, I don't really want to say it out loud.
What
in
was
case.
The name of that? What was the name of that, that studio that did that movie? I know which one you're talking about. What was the name of that studio?
I don't know.
The studio that did the movie that was mentioned in the comment section.
I don't remember the the studio.
Yeah,
it wasn't
okay. It wasn't. Yeah. I didn't see it. Then we're talking about a different one having to do with the fucking. Now you can say nothing.
Yeah,
I don't want to spoil it.
We did a review of it not too long ago.
We did a review of it not too long ago. But didn't that director make a bunch of those kind of movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought.
It's a director. It's a not
director.
So much
okay,
the
yeah, yeah,
yeah. But I'm
so
not going to say
student.
Who that is
okay,
either
because that's giving away too much.
Because it's given. Because if I say, then everybody will know exactly. Okay. Just like if I say what Stephen King story it reminded me of.
Yeah.
What Stephen King novel it reminded me of, then people, if you remember like what happened in that story, then you'll know.
I could tell that he's
where
not
it's going.
Trying to be 100% original. He's using a bunch of tropes and shit that worked in the past, but it's an original amalgamation of all this stuff. It's an original application. And he's trying to reboot the horror, this type of horror movie, for a new generation and trying to refresh in the genre. It feels like an 80s movie or a 90s. It feels like
in parts, yeah.
Yeah, or a mid 90s movie. This kind of reminded me of that one Arnold Schwarzenegger movie in a certain way. What was the one where he, fucked the devil's girlfriend and beat the devil? What was the name of that one? Right before 2000.
End of Days?
End of Days. There's something about, not really, but something about the tone kind of reminded me of, towards the end. You remember it became an action movie?
Yeah.
Kind of took me into the End of Days type. Or I don't know. I don't know why that came to mind.
Yeah, it's a like I said, it's a hard movie to talk about.
Because you can't say it's like Freddy Krueger movie. No. You can't say it's like Friday the 13th. No. So what is it like? It is its own thing. I liked it. There are the only other movies of the fucking one we're talking about and that Stephen King concept.
Yeah, like it's like not that. It's not a completely unique concept because I've seen it done before or
this
similar.
This also would have made a good Batman supervillain. Somebody, this character, this monster, that had made a good something about a Batman. It might be a little too R-rated for Batman.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if James Wan I think he just wanted to do this as like a one-off. I don't know if he's planning on making a whole franchise out of it because everything's got to be a fucking franchise.
Well, definitely he set that up for a.
Oh yeah, it totally could.
Yeah, and it's not just a villain or a monster. There is some paranormal shit that it can do. So it's not 100% natural explanation. You know what I mean? The thing can do things with its mind. It can do weird things with its fucking body. And it's also based on some old stories of the 1800s of fucking certain fucking dudes that evidently existed, freaks and shit. It's weird. It's kind of like a freak of nature type thing.
Yeah, which like I said, it kind of... I don't know. I liked this movie. I enjoyed it. But it's like, I think at first it kind of threw me off because the tonal whiplash between the opening scene
and then what it was like
and then and what it was like for like the next act and a half, like the next half an hour. I'm just kind of like, this is so weird. Like, it almost, the first scene, I almost thought that, is this going to be like a movie within a movie? Like, we're going to pull back and like the characters are watching this movie.
Right.
And it's weird because I thought that when I was watching the movie, and then I was watching another review of it and somebody else said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
That like that opening scene, they almost thought it was so cheesy that it was like...
Yeah, it starts off with a fucking mental asylum that's almost like a castle. And it reminded me of something like out of Batman's Arkham Asylum.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's why I think it kind of reminded me of an escape Batman fucking villain type of deal with a paranormal element. But it all kind of worked out. Yeah, there was some kind of weird tonal shifts, but it probably wouldn't seem as bad if we saw it again a second time.
Well, yeah. And I mean, like I said, it's not... I think that it...
And it's kind of on purpose, I think.
I think he did it on purpose. I think that he was trying
to deceive you.
Well, I mean, they definitely were with the trailer, because the trailer seemed almost like, to me, the trailer looked like she was like, I think in the trailer they had like that cool effect where she's sitting there and then it's like a 360 and then like the room like morphs into another room. So they almost kind of made it look like a psychic type of stuff. Yeah. Like she had a psychic link with a killer type of thing, or she was seeing murders. And I think like the only description of this movie was like she sees murders or she has visions of them, and then turns out that they really happened, which does happen in the movie, but that description is also a little bit deceiving, and the trailer was for sure deceiving.
Yes.
The trailer looked like a standard James Wan movie about a woman who is psychically seeing all these murders happen. And that's not exactly how it ends up going.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like there's been a lot of that lately where, which in a way I can see, because they don't want, like, people don't want their movies spoiled. They want people to go into a movie with...
some people in there spoiling it. And
I know.
So stop fucking spoiling this shit, goddamn. You got people that want to see it. We saw it in the theater. We got AMC A-list.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's live streaming.
It's on HBO Max.
HBO Max, okay. Yeah. It was good in the theater. I don't know what it's like to see it on fucking, you know, if your system's good, it'll be good. It is different, but if you're our age group, you will understand a lot of what it's doing.
And, yeah, maybe that's why. I kind of feel like the one girl, like the horror girl that I watched, I can't remember what her name is, but that really hated this movie.
Yeah.
She's much younger.
Yeah.
And she's way more into like newer movies, like 2000s type movies.
Yeah.
Whereas this movie...
Throwback/reboot.
It's a little bit of a throwback, but in a weird kind of way.
Yeah.
It's like not a throwback in the same way that, because, you know, there's movies lately like, you know, House of the Devil or well, that's not that recent, but that was made to look like a movie from back then. But this one, not so much. I think he's homaging, like I said, like cheesy, over the top
80s, 90s
Brian De Palma type shit, like campy, but also mixing it in with something that is kind of like a standard James Wan movie, so that you're sort of like thrown off, like, because the tone is very strange.
Visually, it was shot real well. Quality was good. Character design, costume was good. Casting is good. Score and sound effects were very good. I liked it.
I actually really liked the score for this. Yeah. It's kind of over the top, and then it, you know, like really like over dramatic.
The opening scene is seen through like an 80s videotape camera, but it's not quite done. It looks like a CGI cut screen, like she was talking about. The establishing shots is like Arkham Asylum. It's almost like a video game. It's like something out of a damn asylum film, which there's a couple of asylum movies that I liked. But it seems real low budget. But then it goes into a thing. The budget starts getting a little higher and higher as it goes. Then it goes into something kind of like a Conjuring universe for a little while. I started to kind of nod out like, yeah, this is kind of samey. And then boom, it took a turn. Like, what the fuck is this? And then it's an action movie. I liked it, though. I liked it because it was definitely trying to... The tonal shifts is definitely trying to deceive you about what kind of movie it was.
And in the context of the story, now that I'm thinking about it, in the context of the story, which I can't spoil, like how it plays out, it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you don't know how it's going to end or how it ends up... then it might seem like the tone is like all over the place.
They're trying to establish heroes and villains in kind of the same way they used to do it in the 80s and 90s when they'd start a franchise. They're trying to establish a monster slash villain along the lines of Freddy Krueger and Jason and you know, Michael Myers. They're trying to give you a recognizable individual bad guy. And it is a good concept. It is a good concept. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked the concept behind that.
Yeah, I would watch another one.
Like I said,
especially if it was audacious. If the second one did some more audacious shit, then like there's more of these things, or there's things that are kind of like a different version of that, or you know. Then you might get the spirit world involved or psychic abilities involved.
Let's involve the spirit world.
Yeah, you don't know what you could take this some fucking crazy places. And if it was done right, then yeah, it would be successful.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would. Like I said, you know, I'm not... If people hate it, because I know DJ Maniac said this movie was a shit show.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be a shit show.
And I get that. Like, you know, your patience for ridiculousness is going to really, like, that's a good gauge of how you're going to feel about this movie. Yeah. Because, like you said, it's ridiculous, but I think in a lot of ways it's ridiculous on purpose.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, like, an accident. But even at first, having seen most of James Wan's other movies, I wasn't sure at first if it was... I was like, particularly that opening scene, I was like, wait, is this just bad acting, or is this...
No, they're going... They're
or
going.
Is this, like, supposed to be, like, a cheesy movie within a movie that the characters are watching?
Yeah.
Or, like, I couldn't tell, I couldn't quite tell if it was deliberate, but then as it went on, I was like, okay, I guess it is deliberate. Like, once we got into the third act, I was like, okay, well, I guess he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
But I can see how maybe that wouldn't work for some people.
Yeah, some of the supporting cast are kind of cartoonish.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what I was saying, like, this is almost like something out of a fucking DC Universe video game of Batman or something.
Yeah.
Like one of the fucking villains.
And it's funny because...
It reminds me of Arkham Asylum, something out of Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, it does have that kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
It's funny, and I had totally forgotten until I was, you know, kind of watching other reviews of this, that James Wan had done Aquaman. Because I think one of the things we liked about Aquaman was that it was ridiculous, but it leaned into the ridiculousness.
Imagine if somebody tried to do Venom, which is a movie about a fucking bad guy, you know what I mean? But they tried to do it in, like, the Batman universe. And it's kind of like Arkham Asylum. And this is, like, the origin story of a supervillain. And it's the main character, eventually. That might be kind of the way he meant it. I think this might have been kind of like a supervillain movie.
I can see that.
Because if he did Aquaman, then he would know. You know what I mean? It felt like a Batman video game from the like Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham Asylum type.
It did have that vibe to it, but only in the second half
In the very beginning, and then the fucking
in the
third
very
act.
Very beginning, and then like
the, and then it the did third a tonal act. Shift into something like out of the Conjuring universe, but then it went nope, that's not what movie this is. It's this, and then you're like,
we're doing this now.
But, you know, he's fucking with you, which, okay.
I respect that.
I enjoy it.
And honestly, I'm glad to see him coming back to horror, even though, and I've mentioned this before, I'm not, like, I liked the first Conjuring movie. The other ones were just all right, because I definitely feel like James Wan, he didn't direct all the Conjuring movies. I think he just did the first two, and then he farmed it out to other people. But I definitely feel like James Wan has a brand, and he has, like, a formula that he works with. So this one, like, seemed like it shook that up a little bit. It did remind me of, like, his earlier shit, like Dead Silence, which I didn't love, but it has that kind of cheesy tone to it. So I was laughing at, like, Injustice for Me says, Insidious, Malignant, up next, Cantankerous. I would totally watch a movie called Cantankerous or Vituperative.
Yeah.
Or something.
Jenny
like...
in a bad mood. Cantankerous. Leave me the fuck alone.
What do you mean? I'm always in a bad mood. You know that.
Yep.
So somebody else said, Beastnest said, I don't watch a lot of modern movies. And then Louis asked if you prefer the classics. And he said, you know, well, I lost it. Oh, yeah. maybe he said mostly he just like watched old stuff. Honestly, it's like I like movies from all. I mean, I've seen some new ones that were really really good that were great that I loved.
Picky, yeah.
But I mean, most of my favorite ones tend to be older. But that's just because one, I grew up with them. Two, I've seen them a bunch of times, so I can appreciate them more. Who's to say like one that came out recently, if I see it more times in the future, that it'll become like one of my favorite movies? You know, and I've brought this up before, but something like Hereditary, which just came out in 2018, you know, easily one of my favorite horror movies ever. So I don't like want to shit on modern movies because there's good shit coming out all the time. It's just it a lot of times it just has to have time to percolate.
This one I think there's a good potential for multiple viewings. I think if I saw it again, I might like it even more.
Yeah, because the first time you go into it, like I said, I was kind of unsure because I was like, this seems like it's sort of all over the place. But now that I'm thinking about it, and I was like thinking about what he was trying to do and how the story went, and like, you know, just from a meta point of view, like he wanted to like the approach he was taking. I feel like if we watched it a second time, you might like it better because you knew what was coming. So it's not going to, you're not going to be like finding your feet the whole time. Yeah. Like, wait, what is this? What is happening now?
It's supposed to be a really good, fun, cheap, low budget fucking horror movie. I don't know if it was horror, low budget. It probably cost a lot of money to make. But that was the motif behind it.
Well, you don't usually see horror movies that are super, super high budget. I mean, even nowadays.
Shots during the third act looked real good.
Yeah.
Some of those action scenes were
That one shot, the one scene, like the kind of iconic one in the police station, did look a little bit CGI-y, I thought, like a video game.
But I was having fun with it. I wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was too, but I'm just saying that some people
really care.
Some people might get, like, butthurt about that,
maybe. Yeah, some
of the
faces and stuff looked fucking kind of fake, but I didn't care. I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
Because
it's funny because
audacious and shit.
Because you were thinking that, like, the first part that was going on that was just about Maddie and, like, maybe she's seeing these murders and it's, like, a psychic thing. And you said, yeah, I thought it was kind of boring and I was, like, falling asleep. But then it goes in this other direction. Yeah. And you're like, all right, I'm on board. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I'm on board.
It fooled me. It deceived me.
Because obviously
they
were trying to fool everybody with the trailer because the trailer is not really what the movie is like.
Would I pay money to stream this? Yeah. Would I go to the movie theater and pay to see it? Yeah.
Yeah. Although we saw it on
A-List. For the price of seeing two movies a month, at least you just get A-List.
Yeah. Yeah, because honestly, you can see three movies a week and even if you see two or three movies a month, that still pays for it because it only costs, what, like 20-something, $22?
$24 to get a reserved seat in any movie at any time.
And you can see 12 movies a month.
For $25. You can't beat it.
Which is super cheap.
That includes all the fucking Dolby Theater ones. And we like to go during the matinee when it's kind of dead. But, you know, it doesn't cover any special stuff, like, you know.
If something is Fathom Events, you have to pay separate for those. Yeah. Like, when we go to Riff Tracks Live, just because that's an outside company that just rents out AMC.
Yeah.
But anything, honestly, I'm pretty sure they're showing Labyrinth on the big screen, because I saw it when I was leaving, and it's like, I might be able to get that for free.
I think for $100, you can actually rent the theater to show whatever movie you want, too.
You might be able to.
Now, I don't know if you get ticket proceeds of somebody else. I don't know if you can make that a public event and make money if people come to see it.
I doubt it.
They should have set that shit up like that to where, okay, I'm going to play this movie. I'm going to pay the $100 and open it to the general public. And I get some of the fucking
proceeds.
Big
public showing of My Ass Is Haunted starring Belladonna. Sorry, that's just my favorite porn movie title, so I have to keep bringing it up all the time.
I probably do, like, something out of the Aliens or Predator 1. See how many people showed up to that shit.
Well, like I said, they have been showing, like, old movies. Yeah. They're doing Labyrinth either. I think they're doing it now, because I think I saw it, like, up on the little marquee thing when we were leaving.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, ooh, I wouldn't mind seeing that on the big screen. I think I did actually see that on the big screen when I was a kid, because I think that came out when I was 14, I want to say. But, so I think I did see that in the theater back in the day, but I'm sure it's probably been like whatever that word is.
Yeah.
Remastered. Because I can't remember words anymore, apparently. But yeah, so yeah, this is, I can definitely see why this movie is polarizing, because if you're going into it expecting one thing and then you're just like, what the fuck is this even that I'm watching? Then maybe you're not going to be able to get over that, but I don't know. I had a good time with it. Although I think I kind of had the same reaction as you did. The opening scene, I was kind of like, okay, this is like super cheesy. But I'm on board. That's fine. But then it went into like a more standard type Conjuring universe type movie. And then I was like, all right, this is okay. you know, but this is kind of like all the other ones. But then when it kind of like took like a hard left turn or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd call it that, but it does like go in a different direction. And then I was just kind of like, oh, all right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's pretty gory too.
Yeah.
Although it's not like super, there's like a lot of stabbing, like facial stabbings and a lot of like bones breaking. Yeah. Kind of like somebody takes an arm and goes, quah, and then like the bone comes out. Like, so it's pretty gory. So, you know, if you're into that, but you probably have to wait till you get to the end, but you'd like lots of limbs being broken and necks being turned around and whatnot. Yeah. But, you know. And Justice for Me said, do you remember The Dark Crystal? Yes, I do.
I tried to watch that recently. Couldn't get through it again.
I mean, the puppets are amazing, but I like Labyrinth a lot better, like story-wise.
What?
Dark Crystal is great. Like, I love the look of it, but the story of it is a little...
slow.
A little ponderous. Yeah. Whereas Labyrinth is a lot, like, faster moving.
Right. And, yeah, Dark Crystal was great when you were a kid, but it didn't... I tried to get to it, like, 20 minutes into it. I was like, man, this is unwatchable. And just like had to turn it.
I kind of liked the series that they did, but I don't think I ever finished watching it. I think I watched like the first few episodes. I'm like, oh, this is good. I should finish this up one day. But then I kind of think I kind of forgot about it. Well, you know, oh well. But yeah, so I guess, like I said, we can't say too much more without spoiling it.
Yeah. Good job, though. We don't need to.
we did a good job. Let's pat ourselves on the back. How about that?
Well, there's nothing more we can say about it, really.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but like I said, it's. Just keep in mind, it's going to be a polarizing movie. So I hesitate to recommend it because...
At home, just drink.
Yeah, I hesitate to recommend it because then people will be mad at me if they go see it and be like, that was the worst shit ever. You know what I mean? Because I can see like...
It's not the worst shit ever.
It's not, but you know how people... You know how people overreact to everything and it's like everything... It's worse than cancer! Oh my God! Like that kind of... Because it's the internet. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, so...
It's just a shit show. It's supposed to be a shit show. It fucking does all kinds of fucking audacious shit. You're like, all right. You know.
Just know that it's not the type of movie that you think it's going to be.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Like from the trailer. It's deceptive. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah. It's just entertainment.
I thought it was kind of entertaining. But yeah, so it's Tuesday, right? So tomorrow is the Sidetracks drinking show.
Yeah.
So we'll probably be talking about, we probably got to get some more booze tomorrow. Do. Probably be talking about all kind of crap. Talking about moving plans, all that kind of stuff. In case you guys didn't hear about it, we'll probably go into it more on,
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Tomorrow night because
it all worked out good.
We mentioned it on Sunday, but in case like some people weren't
going to a bigger house.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it's all going to go. I'm excited. Yeah. But yeah, so, thanks everybody for dropping by today, talking about James Wan's new Malignant. And we will see you guys tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you then. Bye.